What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. Thank you for joining in and tuning in one more time to listen to the Word of God. Today I would like to talk to you a little bit about what a corrupt generation. Beloved, we are living in a very, very disturbing moment in history. We're living at a very disturbed moment in the days in which we live. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 40 it says, "And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation." I would like you to know that today, just as much as Peter was preaching the Word of God in the book of Acts, that Peter began to preach to the people and to let them know that the Holy Spirit came so that we can all begin to turn to God. You see, that's why God sent the Holy Spirit, is to enable us, because man by himself cannot turn to God. Can you imagine man being bound, man being sabotaged through the powers of immorality and through all the things that we're seeing today? Nowadays, we see there is a trend. There are all kinds of things happening in the world today. We are seeing today there seems to be a restlessness all across the land, all across the nations of the world. Everybody are into fashion. Everybody is into bigger and better things, supposedly. But I would like you to know nothing is wrong to have all the wonderful things of this life, but we need to live for God. That is our whole duty, is to serve Him, believe in Him, and always be humble before Him. Here the Bible declares that many other words did he testify and exhort. What those words are, I have no clue. But he was busy. You see, when you're full with the Holy Spirit, you will never be out of words. You'll never be out of the things that God wants you to say to enable one's life to be better. God wants us to better our lives. I heard the other day someone was referring to the human race as a species. But I would like you to know, beloved, that we are not some kind of species. Beloved, God made us in His image and in His likeness. I would like you to know that man is not evolving on a daily basis. God made man in His image, in His likeness, and God placed man right here in this universe. And God placed man to love one another, to serve Him, and to be truthful to Him. Then we live in a generation today, we have technology seem to be going out of control. We've seen so many things happening in our world today. Today we are seeing that there are so many religions popping up everywhere, but we need to stay focused. We need to realize that our lifestyle should come from the Word of Almighty God. We need the Word of God in order to live. Today we have a society that the Word of God is taking second place. The Word of God is in the back burner of many politicians' lives today. And if only they put back the Word of God, we are going to see a change in our society. Beloved, the Bible declares that blessed is the nation that knows the Lord. We need to teach them to our children. The other day I heard someone declare that the Bible is bad for our children's health. It is not good to keep Bibles in schools. Today I would like you to know that God has given us His Word. The Bible is the Word of Almighty God. The Bible told us where we came from, who we are, why we here, and where we heading. The Bible declares that without Christ, we are heading for a lost eternity. Without Christ, we we're heading for damnation. Without Jesus, we are not going to be successful spiritually. Today we are hearing people are talking about success. You are seeing conferences and conventions gearing up towards the events of these hours in which we are living in. And men are talking today about being successful outwardly, being successful economically, how to get rich, how to make money, how to better yourself economically. But I tell you something, that it is one thing to better ourselves economically and the way the world wants us to better ourselves, but it's another thing to do away with the Word of God. You know, beloved, we are poor and we are fallen before God if we do not have the Word of God living within us. Beloved, today we can see that the musics are getting from bad to worse, the rhythms and the lyrics and the whole works. And today, some of these things are even creeping into the places and houses of worship. There's so many compromises. And today they're saying, listen, we have all kinds of people coming in the church today. And you know, we want them to be comfortable. We want them to be identified with whom? Not with the music, not with what we are presenting to them, not with what the world have, but we need them to be identified with Christ. We need them to realize that the old-fashioned gospel is still able to save. God's word is the same. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible declares that the Lord declares, and he says, to the people of Israel, he says, listen, I am the Lord thy God, and I change it not. God does not change. His character doesn't change. And I tell you, the things that we are seeing and we are hearing and we are observing in our world today should not be in the church. We need to draw a bloodline between us and the world. The Bible says we are a chosen people of a royal priesthood. We are of a different generation. We are a royal priesthood from the priesthood of Christ through his blood. We are a holy nation. We are separated. We are called out by God to serve him. And I would like you to understand that here, Peter was preaching the word of God at Pentecost. We remember in the book of Genesis, it talks about Noah. Noah preached for 100 years, and he was unable to convince any individual to serve God as much. They were into the world. They were into all the things and the filth. And then God, he looked down and he realized that the sinfulness of man were increasing, that people were giving laws to do whatever they want and live however they want. Satan is moving that same way today. Before Jesus went up into heaven, he warns us in his word. He says, listen, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the last days before I return for my people. He said that many, many will have a form of godliness, but denying the reality of the power thereof. As it was in the days of Noah, they were living all kinds of life, doing whatever came to their imagination. Oh, does it sound like the world we're living in today? Today, people are living how they want. There is an abundance of sin out there. You can just live it up and do whatever you want. But I tell you, there is coming a day of reckoning. There is coming a day when all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and each man will have to give an account to God for the life that he lives. And I tell you, beloved, every person will have to give an account. If you do not serve God and do not give into his word, you are in big trouble with God. I want you to know that Peter was preaching under the power and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Peter was baptized. He was identified with Christ. Peter says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, he says to the people that he was preaching at in Jerusalem, he says, listen, you need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is a gift, beloved. beloved. God gives us this gift when we repent of our sins and we have a desire to turn away, from all the wrongs and all the evil and serve God with our whole heart. Peter says to them to repent and be baptized. You see, water baptism would be the evidence that they had repented. But there is another baptism, another identification that God's people need. Water baptism alone cannot save us. We need to be baptized or to be filled or to be identified with God through the Holy Spirit. You see, when you have the Holy Spirit, when you receive Christ into your life, God baptizes you, He fills you with the Holy Spirit, and that speaks of God's identification upon you. God will set a mark upon your life. You and I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to serve God, in order to live for Him. And here it is, beloved, that we are living as it was many, many years ago in times past. We are seeing these things reoccurring today, that man is so caught up in his own world. Man is living for himself. But, beloved, I would like you to know there is much more to life than all the grand things of this world. There is more to life than all the beauty of this universe. There is more to life than all that the world has to offer you and I. There is much more to life than that. There is an abundance. There is a joy of life through the person of Jesus Christ. We need to know Him for ourselves. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 32, it says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. They had a fellowship that was unique, that was godly, that cannot be broken. It doesn't matter what the enemy did, the enemy was unable to shake the foundation of their faith and fellowship with God. What you and I need today is the fellowship of Christ in our lives. When we have Jesus Christ in our lives, that is true fellowship. I'm not talking about a husband and wife's kind of unity and fellowship. God's fellowship goes stronger and deeper, and it's more meaningful more than that. God's love is great. God's love is powerful. And the Bible says that they would at times break bread and they would pray. When you meet together, what do you do? Beloved, there was a time when you and I did not know the Word of God. But today the Word of God is being preached. You're hearing the Word of God today. That is why, beloved, we have decided to come on the air, to come on this radio network to let you know that God wants us to go back to the Bible. We need to come back to the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to live the Word of God. We need the glory of God back in our lives. We need to have the Spirit of God living in and through us to help us to be a better people. Beloved, today, if every human who hear this word, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47, that all the believers, what they did, They were together. They had all things common. And the Bible says they helped one another and they continued daily with one accord. And they were always praising God. And they were having favor. God will give His favor. He will bestow His favor upon you. Maybe you're going through a difficult period in your walk right now. Maybe you can't pray like you used to. You cannot serve God the way you need to, because there are too many things are happening in your life. There is help for you right now, my sister. There is help for you out there, my brother. All you need to do is to open your heart and to believe God's word, because God's word can change your storm. That situation that is plaguing, destroying you, God can turn it around. Open your heart and receive Him in Jesus' name. God bless you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P 3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.